Carolina, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We're online at krvs.org. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. It's presently 11 a.m.
Like lightning bolt, that will hit you just like a falling tree. My love strikes like lightning, that will hit you just like a falling tree. Oh, you know it's not a pain will hurt you, but it'll leave you in such a misery. Like lightning, and it'll get all into your bloodstream. Oh, you know my love strikes like lightning, and it'll get all into your bloodstream. Oh, look at my baby laughing at me. Said, Mary, I know just what you mean. Shake the teeth up in your mouth. Oh, you know my love strikes like lightning. We'll shake the teeth up in your mouth. Oh, you know I know my baby, she hipped. And this little girl, she know what I'm talking about.
Gotta be Muddy Waters. Muddy Waters from June of 1963 with one of his own compositions, My Love Strikes Like Lightning. A lot of braggadocio and machismo in that tune. That was the case for so much of Muddy's recordings. Muddy, along with James Cotton on blues harp, Luther Tucker on guitar, sort of echoing the sounds of Magic Sam's skittering lyrics and stylings, Otis Spann on piano, Willie Dixon on bass, and Willie Big Eye Smith on drums. The Muddy Waters Band bringing us into the third hour of 4 hours of blues for you here on a Friday on KRVS, coming up at 1 o'clock. We hope you stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And at 3 o'clock, stay tuned. That's after Nick's program for the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. And, of course, we have All Things Considered, national and international news from NPR coming up at 4 o'clock. So keep that dial on 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, or if you're listening online, keep it on that URL, krvs.org. We're going to turn next to a song that Muddy helped make famous. In fact, most people associate it with Muddy Waters, but the first person to actually record it was Ann Cole. Muddy learned it from Ann Cole when he was touring with her back in the 1950s. The tune, of course, is Got My Mojo Working. It was written by a gentleman by the name of Preston Foster, and he, as late as the 1990s, was collecting $20,000 to $30,000 a year royalty on this particular tune. We're going to go to the year 2004 and listen to Etta James' version of that number from her disc Blues to the Bone, which a year later would garner her a Grammy in the Best Traditional Blues category. Here's Etta James here on KRVS.
Mm-hmm. door.
Close that door.
Poor Black Maddie.
Poor Black Maddie.
Ain't got change.
Your clothes.
Samantha Fish from her latest disc. It came out late last year. It's called Belle of the West. On that track, Samantha on guitar and vocals, as was Lightning Malcolm as a special guest. Interesting disc. It was recorded at the Zebra Ranch Studios in the North Hills of Mississippi with and produced by Luther Dickinson of the North Mississippi All-Stars. The tune, of course, is an old R.L. Burnside number. Samantha Fish will be performing Sunday at the Baton Rouge Blues Festival. She'll be performing at the LA One stage at 8:15 in the evening, and she's also going to be appearing at the Blues Backstory stage at 5 p.m. Tomorrow. Samantha Fish was preceded by Etta James. We heard the late Etta James from the disc Blues to the Bone, the Grammy Award-winning disc, and Etta doing a rendition of Got My Mojo Working. Also ought to mention that Samantha Fish will be performing at Festival International here in Lafayette, Thursday night performance. We're going to turn next to R.L. Burnside. We just heard Samantha Fish doing one of his tunes, a fine blues artist from North Mississippi. Sort of had that classic raw blues feel to a lot of what he did. Very, very interesting vocals. From February of 1988, here's R.L. Burnside with a number called Miss Glory B.
Okay, the name of the song will be Miss Glory B.
I told him that, all right?
Oh, Miss Glory B, Miss Glory B. You know somebody been talking about poor me. Somebody been talking about poor me. Yeah, why they wanna treat me so bad? Oh Lord, I just can't see. Try to treat everybody right. My doorbell started ringing in the morning. It rings all night. Something wrong. Oh man, I just can't see. Nobody, but the old time talking about me.
But you treat me so unkind. blues about me. And I'm leaving this morning with my heart full, I've been crying.
Robert Johnson with Rambling on My Mind. He recorded that the first day of his first series of recording sessions. Recorded that on the 23rd of November back in 1936 in San Antonio. Before hearing Robert Johnson, we heard R.L. Burnside from 1988 doing a number called Miss Glory B. And Eric Clapton has been one of the greatest champions of Robert Johnson's blues. He said when he was much, much younger that that if you didn't know who Eric Clapton was, he didn't. If you didn't know who Robert Johnson was, he didn't want to talk to you. Fortunately, I guess he's changed a bit, but toned down a bit. But he still plays mean guitar and delivers some great blues on old Clapton's Robert Johnson classics. Here is Eric Clapton from his disc Me and Mr. Johnson, doing a rendition of Robert Johnson's Last Fair Deal Gone Down.
It's the last fair deal going down. Last fair deal going down. It's the last fair deal going down. Good Lord, on that good Port Island Road. Hattie Bell, don't cry this time. Hattie Bell, don't cry this time. If you cry about a nickel, you die about a dime. Your money were all mine. I love the way you do. I love the way you do. And I love the way you do. Good Lord, on that Gulfport Island Road. And my captain saw me.
Baby's coming home, and that's what knocks me out. sweet. Boy, her time just can't be beat. My baby's coming home, and that's what knocked me out.
From 2009 and from their disc Soul Monster, that was Rod Piazza and the Mighty Flyers Blues Quartet with a rendition of That's What Knocks Me Out, a number first done by Jimmy Liggins. Liggins was recorded a bit in the late 40s, early 50s, had a number of hits, Cadillac Boogie, also I Ain't Drunk, and a number of others. Before we heard Rod Piazza here on KRVS, we heard Eric Clapton from the disc Meet Me and Mr. Johnson. Eric Clapton doing a rendition of Robert Johnson's Last Fair Deal Gone Down. Next year on KRVS, B.B. King. We're going to go back to 1954. He had a number out that was a chart topper then, You Upset Me, Baby. Its flip side was Whole Lot of Love, and that one was a hit also. B.B. King here on KRVS.
Baby, my heart's inside.
B.B. King, again from 1954 with a little one of his classics, Whole Lot of Love. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show & Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And we turn now to the concert calendar. Let's check out a few things happening in the area in the way of music. Bach Lunch today at Parc Sanssouci in downtown Lafayette will be commencing in, about 28 minutes. And today performing for that event, the Magnolia Sisters. Tonight for Downtown Alive, the Viatones will be performing, and they have an all-star tribute to Tom Petty. Also, let me see, we've got Neon Mountain and Latranium at Artmosphere, Delta Papa at Blue Dog Cafe tonight, Andy Ray and Ray at Antlers, Gypsy Dawn and Witching Hour playing Glorious at Cowboys, Dustin Saunier, Dat Dog has four bands playing there tonight, Cotton Aquin Throwdown will be at Blue Moon Saloon, Jefferson Street Pub tonight will be having Neutral Snap, the district is having four bands performing there. Hugh and the Wrecking Crew play blues at Agave and Park Lafayette. The Good Dudes play the Grouse Room tonight. The cast will be at Route 92. And also the Raging Blues Band will be hosting a blues concert at 7:30 p.m. tonight here in the Burke Hawthorne Building on the University of Louisiana campus, University of Lafayette, Louisiana. Anyway, they're going to be performing again at 7:30 p.m., and the band is under the direction of Corey Leday. The band features students in UL's traditional music program and also the Blue Monday All-Stars, who perform in the monthly Blue Monday Jam at Jefferson Street Pub. They will be joining those students tonight. Admission is free. Again, free blues concert here at Burke Hawthorne Hall Auditorium. And also starting tomorrow and Sunday will be the Baton Rouge Blues Festival. A lot of great blues happening there. You might want to check out their website and get a schedule of who will be playing and when and where. Frankie Boots plays tomorrow at Blue Dog Cafe. Also, Fifth Avenue will be playing at Route 92. At Cowboys tomorrow, Kevin Moon and Kevin Denny, Different Strokes, as well as Brass Mimosa, play the Vorst Beer Garden. Little Buck Senegal be at Artmosphere tomorrow night. At the Grouse Room tomorrow, Pop Fiction. There are four bands playing tomorrow at Blue Moon Saloon. Jay Cormier and Cajun Born will be at Liberty Theater in Eunice tomorrow for the Rendezvous des Cajuns. And being the second Saturday of the month, there's an art walk tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. on Jefferson Street. On Sunday, Lee Alanzino and Tony Gulas play for a brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe. Alice Young will be at the Artmosphere for a brunch Sunday. Jimmy Burrow and friends play at St. Street Inn Sunday for a brunch. Jackie Kaye, Ivy Dugas, and the Cajun Cousins will be at La Poussière and Brew Bridge. Also on Sunday, four bands playing at Dat Dog. At Vermilionville for the Baldy Dimanche starting at 1 p.m., Leroy Thomas and the Zydeco Roadrunners, and Jamie Bergeron and the Kickin' Cajuns will be playing at Whiskey River on Sunday. Every Monday night, there's a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. This coming Monday night, Lee Alanzino and friends will be playing at the Brass Room. And every Wednesday night, there's a Cajun jam at Blue Moon Saloon. And it's open mic night at Artmosphere on Wednesdays. And performing for us next year on the Blues Box, Kenny Neal from his disc Bloodline. It came out in 2016. It's his most recent disc, one of many. Kenny, of course, from Baton Rouge, the eldest child of Rafale Neal, band leader back in the 50s and 60s. Kenny Neal will be performing with his family band at the Swamp Blues Stage tomorrow at 7 p.m. for the during the Baton Rouge Blues Festival. Here's Kenny with a number called Plain Old Common Sense.
The school. nothing worse than an educated fool walking around with their head bigger than their hat, and they only know half of the fact. Don't be too quick to jump the fence. You got to use plain old common sense. They work real hard to reach their goal. They let the least thing take control. Tired of losing and want to win. And then they do the same old foolish thing again. Don't be too quick to jump the fence. You got to use plain old common sense.
You know, common sense. Again, that was Kenny Neal from his disc Bloodline. Kenny will be playing at the Baton Rouge Blues Festival tomorrow evening. Music next here on KRVS from Otis Spann, a pianist for the Muddy Waters Band from 1953 to 1969. We're going to go back to 1967. He's got Muddy backing him up on Muddy, the whole band backing him up on this next recording. Otis Spann with on piano and vocals with a little piece called Dr. Blues.
You got 3 days in sun and 9 months in bed. So I can't do you no good. Yes, I can't do you no good. Said the only one can help you, boy. People's in your neighborhood.
Earl Hooker on guitar, recorded in May of 1961, doing a number called Blue Guitar. He was supposed to be a cousin of John Lee Hooker and was renowned for his expertise on the electric guitar. Earl Hooker preceded by Otis Spann. We heard Otis Spann from November of 1967, doing a number called Dr. Blues. That piece a bit prophetic in Otis Spann's case. Less than 2 years later, he was to succumb to cancer at the age of 40, that in April of 1970. And within, I think it was 5 days of his passing, Earl Hooker also passed away at the age of 40. Hooker had tuberculosis. And that was a very hard pill to take for a lot of Chicago blues musicians, including one that had relocated to Paris back in the early 1960s. Talking about Peter Chatman, a.k.a. Memphis Slim. In 1970, Memphis Slim recorded a eulogy to Otis Spann and Earl Hooker. The title of the piece is Otis Spann and Earl Hooker. And Slim on this piece, of course, is on piano and vocals. And Peter Green is on guitar, interestingly enough. Music recorded in France. Memphis Slim here on KRVS.
Now goodbye, dear Otis, Mr. Otis Spann. They were beginning to take notice to a great piano man. But now he's gone. God bless him to the prom. Miss Lynn, goodbye, dear Otis, Mr. Piano Man. I remember when Earl Hooker was just a lad. Was determined in spite of all the problems he had. Playing his guitar, my friend, he had a lot of success. But now the poor kid is gone to rest. But all blues singers carry a heavy load. While traveling that long, long, lonesome road, but what do we get, my friend, for everything we give? Hell and damnation as long as we live. So goodbye, Earl Hooker and Otis too. You will now get all the credit that you will always do. But I know everybody must pay. So sad, how quick your friend forget.
nobody. Dirty business, how my baby treat me. Nobody business but mine. Nobody, dirty business, how my baby treat me. Nobody's business but my own. Say, baby, did you get that letter? If you take me back, I'll treat you better. Nobody's business but mine. Ain't nobody's dirty business how my baby treat me. Nobody's business but my own. Buy my baby money molder. Nobody's business but mine. Ain't nobody's dirty business how my baby treat me. Nobody's business but my own. Sometime a baby gets boozy, then again she tries to rule me. Nobody's business but mine. Ain't nobody's dirty business how my baby treat me. Nobody's business but my own. Say, baby, did you get that letter? If you take me back, I'll treat you better. Nobody's business but mine. Ain't nobody's dirty business how my baby treat me. Nobody's business but my own. How my baby treat me. Nobody's business but mine. Ain't nobody's dirty business. How my baby treat me. Nobody's business but my own.
Mississippi John Hurt in fine form on guitar and vocals, and Nobody's Dirty Business. John Hurt after his rediscovery in 1963 and before his passing in 1966. Before we heard Mississippi John Hurt here on the Blues Box on KRVS, we heard Memphis Slim on piano and vocals. Again, Peter Green on guitar. It's somewhat copying the sound of Earl Hooker on guitar on that track again. That was a number called Otis Spann and Earl Hooker. Memphis Slim paying tribute to both those blues artists who died at the age of 40 back in April of 1970. You're listening to The Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also are on Facebook at KRVS Public Media, and we are online at krvs.org. KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Programming on this station made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and also by listeners like you. We'd like to thank all of you out there who keep us on the air with your contributions. We wouldn't be here without that support. We're going to break for the news with NPR. We'll be back at 12:06 with some Dr. John. Back now to 1954 and Little Walter on Blues Harp with a number called Big Leg Mama to take us up to news time.